We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy So, aka the Grateful Dread. Today, I am blessed. I am thankful. I am alive. I am significant. I am loved. I am love. I am here, and I am grateful for this present moment. It's a gloomy, cloudy, overcast day here in Connecticut, but it's nice and peaceful. Gonna have me some cow PX soup, which I really enjoy. Gonna go to the studio today. Get to come here, spend some time just praying and meditating and watching some videos, and just gonna have a blessed day. Today, my message for today is called One Step. I've been watching a lot of Law of Attraction videos to like the last few days, and I don't know, something about them just wasn't really sitting well with me. I've been like having like this resistance in me, and the lady even spoke about it. She's like, you have this conditioning that you have to do something to attain whatever it is you're trying to attain. And I see even in the titles of video, like, manifest whatever you want with your thoughts only. And I don't know if this is irresponsible, but this is 100% my opinion. I don't think the universe works like that. I don't think it works like that at all. I'm gonna be honest with you. Nothing in my being is telling me it works like that. I've manifested a lot of things in my life. And I don't even consider myself the greatest manifester or really, really great at it. I feel like I carry a lot of resistance, a lot of self-worthiness issues. But I just also, I don't know anybody who's just imagined having a house and then it just appeared, you know? And that's one of the things I've been trying to manifest. And it just hit me yesterday that if I'm just sitting here waiting for the universe, waiting for God to just hand me a house, it's not going to happen. But what I can do is, first of all, write the vision, write it plain. That's definitely part of it. That's a step in itself. That's one step. Have a vision. See it clearly. Know that you're worthy of it. Imagine what it's going to feel like to be in that house. That way the house can start meeting you halfway. But you got to take steps too. At the end of the day, I got like a credit score of like 420 or something, right? The truth is, I'm not going to get a mortgage with a 420 credit score. I have to take a step to improve my credit score. Probably going to be more than one step, but I'm going to have to start with one step. I need to show a certain income to show that I can afford a house, that I can afford a mortgage for a bank to give me a mortgage. So I got to take one step towards improving my income. Right? And it's the same like that with any goal or vision or thing you're trying to manifest into your life, other than spiritual stuff. You know what I mean? If you're trying to achieve gratitude, yeah, think about what gratitude feels like. You know what I'm saying? You can tap it. You can manifest that with thought for sure. But physical, pragmatic, tangible things in this world, they're going to require you to take some steps. You're going to have to take some steps. And I'm just realizing it can be very counterproductive listening to these people who are, and I get why they're doing it, because in my opinion, they're just like, they're appealing to lazy people who really kind of don't want to work anyway. And they're like, yo, let me put in the title of a video. You can just get whatever you desire without doing any work. Nah, bruh. you're going to find yourself watching videos for the next 5 years. When I wanted to have my song in the stadium, first of all, I had to make songs. That's step one. I had to take the steps of making songs that were stadium compliant, that were high quality, that had, that gave me a chance to have a song in the stadium. I can't just dream there's going to be a song that appears that's worthy of being in the stadium. I had to go work at making songs. And then I had to say, okay, now I have to take some steps to make sure people know these songs exist. I have to knock on doors. I have to send emails. I have to do what I can do. I have to walk towards that goal. When I wanted to do the Thursday Night Football intro song, I had to take steps to find out what's my angle. What's a song that will work for their platform? What song is going to resonate with their audience? Who can I pitch it to? Or I knew who to pitch it to, but in anything I've ever accomplished, there were steps I had to take. And I just want to make sure that people, A, don't sell themselves a dream that you can manifest anything worthwhile without taking some kind of step. And then the second point of what I want to say is, don't get overwhelmed by how many steps. Have faith that you're going to make it up the steps and take one step, right? And then appreciate that step you took. Be grateful for that step you took and understand that don't count how many steps you have left. Just count it as, I have one less step left. Awesome. That's one less step I got to take. And then take another one and another one and another one. And you keep taking steps towards what you desire and you're going to get there. That's how this actually works. Manifestation is cool. Like, you got to see it first to even desire. You got to have a desire to walk towards. Having a desire is awesome and it's really, really fulfilling when you're walking towards something, because then you've given yourself a purpose. And the opposite of depression is purpose. When you have a purpose in life, then life gets to be really, really fulfilling and really rewarding. And then you can kind of celebrate as you get closer to it and those steps, instead of just walking around aimlessly, taking steps towards nothing. Like Kobe Bryant, he believed his purpose in life was to be the greatest basketball player he could be. That is a self-inflicted purpose. That's a desire that came from him. Now, he might have known God put it in him that he was going to have the ability to do it. But I think the way God really works is like, yo, what you desire. You know what I mean? I want you to fulfill your purpose. I want, like, it's my purpose for you is to fulfill your purpose. That's what I think it really is. I think God wants you to be happy. And he wants to help in any way he can. I think that's how it works. And I think allowing you to see what you want, putting things in your path, drawing it closer. I think there is, if you ever seen Adjustment Bureau, I think that's my favorite movie, by the way, with Matt Damon. I think it works a lot like that. I think there's adjusters. I think there's angels. I think there's assistance along the way when you have a genuine desire and you're asking for the assistance and you're willing to receive it. But it's not going to do it all for you. I don't think it works like that. And if you're caught up believing that it works like that, if it's working for you, if there's anybody that's listening to this, tell me in the comments, tell me and email me, DM me, call me, whatever. If you've ever just had a desire and it just came to you, something that required steps in this universe for everyone else, but for some reason you didn't have to take any steps, it just appeared. You just wanted a car and it just appeared. Here's the car that I wanted right there. Boom. Now, there probably are a few examples here and there. There probably are some miracle stuff. Like, for example, when I got to go to the Super Bowl, I literally, like, imagined myself in the Super Bowl. I believed I was going to go to the Super Bowl, and I tried. I took a lot of steps, though. Don't get it twisted. I took steps. I tried to do GoFundMes. I tried to sell items. I put in a ton of work all year to try to help the Broncos get to the Super Bowl, but when it got to something where I couldn't, where the steps I was taking couldn't make the difference. And then Grace stepped in. Then all of a sudden, Rosanna Bordal hits me up and said, I saw that you were in need of a ticket. And I had wished that I'd be able to help you. And by the grace of God, I was able to get the opportunity to get a ticket at face value, and I got to give it to you. All the work you put in, everything you do for people, I wanted to see you at the Super Bowl. I felt like you had to be part of it, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to help you get there. Now, I don't know if that's me just thinking I'm going to get a ticket and it manifested and appeared to me, but I mean, there's something to that. No, I'm not trying to dismiss the ability to manifest, but I'm telling you right now, I was taking steps. I was taking steps towards what I desired. And if you take one step, he'll take two. That's what I believe. So he actually meets you like 3/4 of the way. It's a little better than halfway. You start walking towards it. You take one step, he'll take two. You take one step, he takes two. You take one step, he takes two. I think that's how it works. But I'm telling you, it starts with taking a step. So today my message is, if you haven't taken the step of desire, of having a desire, of having a goal, of trying to find your purpose, I encourage you to take the step of meditating, praying, asking God to give you a sense of purpose. If you're longing for one, if you're satisfied where you are, by all means, just continue enjoying the blissful, amazing life you have. And even if you're not satisfied, enjoy the blissful, amazing life you have, because life truly is amazing regardless. It's always going to be challenges, but it's still amazing and it's still worth being grateful for and worth enjoying. But if you do already have a desire, I encourage you to take one step towards it today. What is one thing you can do today to walk towards that goal? To walk towards fulfilling that thing you've been trying to manifest with just thoughts. What's something you can do? What's one step you can take? Today, I encourage you to take one step. And as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.